quarter past three here, BBC Radio Solent Tuesday. Gusty Tuesday. My hair went wild. Went flying the car door because I was trying to shut it. I was like, right. Oh, this is going to be a good conversation. I really want you to join in with this one as well. Have you ever, and I'm thinking it would be you purchased a car and you've just found the weirdest thing that's been left in there and you're like, hang on, I thought I just bought a car and what's this crazy thing that the seller has not shipped out of this car and has just sold it to me with this in it? Shivani Wilson is my next guest. She has got some tales of weird and crazy things that are found whilst selling cars. She's managing director of Motor Marketing Limited in Southampton, in Portsmouth. And she's with us. Hi, Shivani.
Hi, Lucy.
Hello, hello. So, come on then. I mean, you've got 20 years experience in automotive. You've worked for car dealerships in South Africa as well. I mean, I guess you have seen it all, right? Can we say that?
I have. I've seen some weird and wonderful things over my time.
Okay.
But we've also got some strange and crazy things in the UK too.
Okay. Oh, go on. Tell us then. Let's hit the ground running. What is the absolute weirdest things that you have found in a car?
I think one of the strangest things for me was finding a, well, I had a customer come in with his new M3 BMW to say that he heard meowing coming from the car. And on further inspection, we found a kitten in the engine compartment. Which was quite bizarre because the kitten was still alive and he'd driven with the kitten from his house. It ended all well because
what?
The kitten was adopted.
what was the kitten called, by the way?
Oh, they're called a spot because it had a spot on its, on the top of its head.
I thought it was going to be called M3 or something like that. So the kitten had got into what part of the car and then survived a journey? Where was the kitten found exactly?
So in the engine compartment, it was next to, I think it was next to the radiator because it was warm. Okay. And it was the winter months in South Africa. It had crawled up and just nestled in there and managed to obviously stay on there until the car got into the dealership. So we were as surprised as the customer was. But of course, we managed to find a good home for the kitten.
That's not often, is it? You just like, yeah, buy a car, get a free kitten. We'll throw in a free kitten. I mean, says no one ever. What else? What else? Tell us more.
So we had a customer bring his car in for a service, and as part of the checks, you would obviously check the spare wheel. But my technician came running downstairs to say, "You've got to see this," and we lifted up the boot mat, and to my surprise, there was a duffel bag in there. Ooh. But within the duffel bag was a stack of money and a gun, which was, and in South Africa, you are allowed to carry firearms. However, you're not allowed to leave them in your car. So you can imagine our surprise, obviously, cash and guns. Of course, we had to return that immediately to the customer.
Oh, my God. Wow. So you gave that back to the car. I mean, but weren't you a bit worried about what situation you landed in with, you know, a duffel bag, a gun, money? I mean, where is this going to lead you to?
Exactly. You don't ask questions. You know, you service the car and you do what you need to do and you smile and you hand over the bag.
Okay. Oh my God. That's so extremes, isn't it? Kitten to like duffel bag with gun and money. I mean, what other stuff? What have your clients, what have they found in there?
So we've had some really funny stories. So one of our clients said his customer dropped the car off for a service. And when they were working on the car, they realized that they couldn't actually get into the boot and check the spare tire. When the customer came in, he laughed and he then explained that it was full of his work material and it was full of porn because the customer worked for an adult film company. So you can imagine the technician was a little bit afraid to kind of wade through the porn to try and get to the spare wheel. So he left everything intact. But we've also had we've had another, and this is quite sweet. We had an older lady customer bring her car in, and she had to take the car for a test drive with the technician because it was something he had to listen to. When they got back to the dealership, she was trying to set him up with her daughter, and she then opened up the boot and said, "Here's a calendar. My daughter is July." It was a charity calendar, and all the girls were nude.
Oh, Shivani, this is amazing.
So you can imagine the technician.
Yeah, oh my God. And what's this one about this guy having a nap then in the backseat of the car?
Oh, so a regular customer, came in and dropped her keys off with reception, left the car. And when the technician went to move the car to the workshop, as he reversed, he noticed an elderly man slowly sitting up in the back seat. And the lady had left her dad in the car because he was asleep, and she thought he would sleep through the service. She thought it was quite normal to leave him in the car.
You have seen it all, quite frankly, haven't you? I mean, I guess nothing phases you now.
No, I think when you found kittens and guns and people's dads sleeping in the car, you kind of think you've seen it all.
Yeah. Amazing. Do you know what? It's so nice to speak to you. You've really tickled me. That is great. Lovely to have you on, Shivani. Shivani Wilson there, MD Motor Marketing Limited in Portsmouth. And I mean, wow, there is some crazy, interesting stuff that have been found in the back of vehicles. Join in. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to add one to those, then WhatsApp is open, 08000 321 333. Put Solon at the front of your message. That was brilliant. I enjoyed that. Oh, that was great.